got an email from UPS saying I was getting a package from a Christmas Story family. You know, I don't remember what it was, but I remember there was a gift similar to the Red Ryder BB gun. Watching the movie, it's almost like I'm watching parts of my childhood play out on the big screen. And then, of course, I have my own rabbit costume, the Pink Nightmare.
Do you really? That's amazing.
It's missing the butt cheek. Where is the butt cheek? So I know that this isn't like the original one. It's in my home renovation plans. I'm specifically putting in a bay window.
Welcome back to the Major Award edition of Talking a Christmas Story with the Cast, where every episode feels like Christmas morning, unwrapping new tales and insights. I'm your host, Yano Anaya, and today is a special treat. Joining us is Holly Osborne, a profound superfan of A Christmas Story who recently won our 2024 Christmas Story Family Giveaway. In the heart of winter, where the warmth of a beloved holiday film lights up the cold Pennsylvania nights, Holly Osborne found a piece of cinematic magic that would illuminate her life year-round. From laughing until tears at her high school screening to incorporating the film into her daily life come November. Holly's journey with A Christmas Story is a testament to the timeless connection that some films can forge. Today, we dive into that personal story, exploring how it mirrors the collective love for this holiday classic. With us today is someone whose dedication to A Christmas Story isn't just a seasonal affair. It's a daily celebration. From Western Pennsylvania, a region steeped in tradition and resilience, Holly Osborne has turned her passion for this holiday classic into a vibrant part of her family's life. With no further ado, Holly Osborne. Well, welcome, Holly Osborne. That's an amazing last name. I got to tell you, it goes way back for me. I know there may not be any relationship, but your name is amazing. So welcome to Talking with the Cast of A Christmas Story. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Before we kind of dive deep into everything about A Christmas Story, first, I'd like to ask you a question as to when did this movie actually have an impact in your life and what has that meant to you so far up till now?
Oh my gosh. I think it was either 9th or 10th grade. So either 1992 or 93. I had heard of the movie before, really didn't have any desire to watch it. I mean, I'm a huge Christmas buff. My name's Holly. I was born in December, all about Christmas. So, you know, I had my favorite Christmas movies that I had watched every holiday up until that point. And it was our holiday week in my high school, and they brought the entire senior high into the auditorium, and they showed A Christmas Story on the big screen at our school. That was my very first time ever seeing the movie, and I am surprised that I didn't get asked to leave because I was laughing so hard to the point I was crying. I couldn't catch my breath. Like, it was amazing, and I've just been in love with it ever since. It was the scene that really got me was when the old man closed the Bumpus's hound's ear in the door. I don't know why, but I just thought that was the funniest thing ever when you hear the dog like, but ever since then, I've been in love with it. And it's like, it's part of my family now. It's my annual tradition. I mean, we watch it every day almost. So
that's amazing. So question for you, what was the name of your high school?
It's Homer Center High School. It's in a little town called Homer City. Graduating class had about 86 people, not that big.
Wow. Okay. So for me, that is legendary because for them to show, like to tell all the students to go to the auditorium to watch this movie. So there had to have been obviously a Christmas Story fan that they knew that this would resonate with teenagers, right? So I think we need to do some deeper research back in those days to see if that person is actually still alive, because the way that these circles of life come back around,
look at where we are now. I mean, look at where you are now. You're talking to the cast. You're involved in the Christmas Story family, and this movie has resonated so much with you over the years. I think it might do us justice if we have this little, I don't know, project that we can do together and find out who was that person at your high school that said, let's show a Christmas Story. Because personally, I would love to do something special for that individual as well, because that means a lot to us. It means a lot to the production company. It means a lot that that individual decided to show it to you. And I mean, obviously it touched several of you guys, because now, you know, it's a big part of your life. It's That's amazing. Thank you for sharing. Now, I know that it resonated with you in 10th grade. And I'm sure that you probably have a lot of memories back from watching that movie. And so I want you to kind of like, I don't know, go a little bit deeper. If there's anything else that you remember about certain parts of the movie outside of your favorites, like, you know, what has resonated with you the most of each scene as you really got into this movie? Like, how is it that this has become like a big part of your life? Not just from the ear getting, you know, stuck in the door, but what other parts of this movie really resonated with you, Holly?
Honestly, I think my favorite scene in the entire movie is the ending scene, where Melinda Dillon goes and sits on the couch next to the old man, and he puts his hand on her back, and you see the snow falling down the window with the Christmas tree. That is just, that's historic. I mean, everyone remembers that scene, and it's what Christmas is all about. The family, the love, not the gifts, not the, you know, commercialism. It's the family aspect, and that's really what the whole movie did for me. Was, you know, I didn't grow up from a lot. My family didn't have a lot growing up. And I had, you know, I don't remember what it was, but I remember there was a gift similar to the Red Ryder BB gun that I wanted and I asked Santa for and everything. And I didn't get it that year. So, you know, I kind of can relate to that, and just that excitement that Ralphie had and slipping the ad in the Look magazine. I mean, I did that. not in Look magazine. I think it was Reader's Digest. But I mean, I did all of that. So watching the movie, it's almost like I'm watching parts of my childhood play out on the big screen. And, you know, no matter what's going on in my personal life or how much stress I may be under or I might have had a bad day, you can sit down and watch that movie and just feel good and feel happy and feel like, you know, your troubles aren't that bad, you know, because you just, I don't know. It's such a great feeling when you watch it. It's hard to be in a bad mood and watch a Christmas Story.
Yes, that's awesome. You know, what you expressed in your experiences, you know, I think that resonates with so many people. And, you know, in this moment of you expressing that and bringing back all those memories of little nuances that really resonated with you about your childhood, you know, I always like to give homage to Bob Clark and Gene Shepherd, who created this, because, you know, neither one of them are with us anymore. And, you know, to continue to talk about this and continue to bring the light, the experiences that what they created for all of us, I mean, that's a legacy in itself. That is something that, you know, their families, the production company, everybody that was involved behind the scenes that put this thing together, you know, it's like I bow down to them, man, because it is an amazing thing to still be able to have something like this to resonate with. So, you know, I want to thank you so much for expressing these deepest, you know, memories and experiences, because it not only means a lot to me, but it means a lot to everyone else, because it's true. It's the truth. It's the truth of how we feel around. And you're right. It's not about just the presence. It's not about, you know, the time of year. It's about the family. It's about the feeling. It's about the love, period, point blank. It all boils down to that feeling of just the extreme amount of love that we feel during that time of year with family, with friends, with kids, grandparents, great grandparents, grandkids. You know, it's an amazing experience to still have this available to all of us. So thank you for sharing that. So I'd like to get in.
I hope that, you know, they're both up in heaven looking down and just smiling big, because the impact that this movie has made on so many generations, and I feel especially mine, you know, and now I'm passing that down to my boys. I have twins, they're 19. They really don't appreciate it yet, but I know that they will.
Yeah, that's awesome. They are with us. That's for sure. I feel them. They're here. That's for sure. Okay. So, next question. Contest experience. So you recently won our sweepstakes contest giveaway. I'd like for you to share, you know, what went through your mind when you found out that you had won, and what did winning mean to you?
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. I watched the podcast and I don't know how I missed it, but I totally missed that I won. Totally missed it. So I don't know if this will come through on the thing, but this is how I found out I won. I got an email from UPS saying I was getting a package from A Christmas Story family. And I'm like, what? I didn't order anything. And then I'm like, what could they possibly be sending me? And I thought, well, if I would have won, I think I would have known. So then I was thinking, well, maybe it's just a gift that they're sending out to all the members, like maybe a thank you letter or something. I had no idea. So I was working the day that UPS came. So I was at work and my security camera thing popped up on my phone to say that UPS was here. So I'm watching my camera and I'm watching this UPS man carry this long, skinny package up my driveway. And I'm like, shut up. There is no way I won. There is no way. So I came home and I actually went live on Facebook. I went live on Facebook, opened the package live because I told my followers, I'm like, I don't know if this is what I hope it is, but if it is, I'm going to die. So I got the box. I opened it up. I pulled this out. And I was basically speechless. All I kept saying was, oh my God, oh my God. I was so excited. It was like half crying, half laughing, half just like in shock. Like it means so much to me. And I took down a family portrait in my living room and put this up in its place. So it's in my living room, right where everybody can see it, front and center. So it means the world to me. It really does. Only thing missing is Zach Ward. So now I have to meet him in person to get him to sign this.
That's correct. He's the last one. Besides, I think Teddy Morris, I don't think Teddy Moore's on there either. So there's two that we got to get you on there for sure. Yeah. Yeah. We might be able to make that happen for you too. So, all right. Well, thank you for expressing that. I know that was a moment in time to cherish truly. And I, the picture that you posted in the Facebook group was just pure joy, pure light, pure excitement, pure love. Like it was amazing. And congratulations, by the way, for winning that.
Yeah. You made it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We it wasn't just me, it was everybody, right? Because everybody signed it. So all those that thought, you know, actually Emmanuel Sobel was like, we got to get one of these posters signed by everybody so we can do a contest. Like we have to do this for our fans. So he was the one that initiated it. And then of course we had to make all that happen. And then of course it had to be shipped and then it had to be this and then framed and then that. Yeah, so it went through a lot of love to get to your wall.
It is so much appreciated. So appreciated.
Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. You're welcome. All right. So now, another question. So as a Christmas Story fan, I'm sure that you probably have some collectibles, right? Oh, yeah. So you sound like you probably would have some really meaningful parts of this movie, probably decorated around your house, even for Christmas, right? So talk about your journey of collecting and when you saw like collection or little pieces, like the excitement that it brought to you and where you're going to put it in your house. Like talk to me about like your journey of collecting, you know, memorable stuff from this movie.
Oh gosh, if I see it, I have to have it. So it all started with my very first leg lamp. I got a full size leg lamp at the time. I was a single mom. So I really couldn't afford the one in the crate. I wanted that Fragile crate, but I just got the regular cardboard box, but I got the full size lamp and that went up in my front room window. Then I was gifted the table lamp. I can't remember if I got it for my birthday. I think I might've got it from my mom for my birthday. Yeah. And then 2 years ago, I had contacted the Christmas Story house because I wanted to buy, I think it was a 20-foot tall inflatable leg lamp that they had set up at the Christmas Story house. I wanted to buy that. And they put me in contact with the company that manufactured it. And I mean, I had it all set up, ready to go. I was doing the freight shipping, all of it. And then we found out my son had to have surgery. They found something that was building up to be an aneurysm and a tumor. So they had to do brain surgery. So I contacted the manufacturer and I had to tell them, I'm so sorry. I still want this very badly, but I just can't financially do it right now. 2 weeks later, mysteriously and anonymously, another leg lamp showed up on my front porch. I have no idea who it came from. There was no card. There was no return address, nothing. But I just have a strong suspicion it was the woman I spoke to on the phone when I had to call to cancel that order, because I had told her the reasoning why. And you could hear the emotion in her voice when I expressed sure. what was yeah. going on. So it means a lot to me. And that's the one that I keep on my fireplace in my living room, because the other ones, I mean, yes, it was a gift from my mom. Yes, I bought the big one myself, but that one just, that came from someone's pure love, from someone's heart. And that yeah. really means a lot to me. And I have the string lights. I think I have every single Hallmark ornament. I'm actually getting, those ornaments are getting their own tree this year. I bought the Blatt's star to go on the top.
You have a dedicated Christmas Story tree. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yes, I think I counted. I think I posted a picture in the group right around Christmas time. I think I have around 25, 26, just the Hallmark ornaments. That's like not including the American greetings, all the other ones. And yeah. I bought Flick yeah. Star, the black star to go on the top. I have my string of leg lamps, and I have the, I think it's the Little People, the Fisher Price set that has the dad mm-hmm. holding the lamp and all mm-hmm. of that. I have just so much little random things. The mints, the little leg lamp mints, that actually goes with my Little People thing. I have a whole display that I set up. And then of course I have my own rabbit costume, the Pink Nightmare.
Do you really? That's amazing.
I made a reel on, Instagram and Facebook over Christmas time wearing that. It was just something comical I had done super quick. It was like my, I think, 52nd time making my kids watch A Christmas Story since November 1st. So I just put that on and was just dancing around in front of the TV and recorded myself. But I do. I have a lot of memorabilia. And honestly, I keep telling my husband, I want my own she shed in the backyard just so that it's all Christmas Story and I can just go up there, my happy place.
That's amazing. So I want to ask you kind of a personal question. So being married, having two children, and mom being a Christmas Story fanatic, how does your family view you about A Christmas Story?
They think I'm crazy. But they've learned to accept it and they know there's nothing they can do about it. So they just kind of go along with the flow.
Oh, that's amazing.
But
that's great.
My boys have never been with me to the house. My husband's been to the house with me twice.
So you've been to the house?
We've been to the house twice.
Awesome. That's great. So obviously you loved it the first time. You had to go back a second time. So talk to me about your experience of visiting the Christmas Story house.
It was really cool the first time we went. We got to go across the street to the museum, and I don't believe he's with us anymore, but there was a gentleman that worked there who was one of the deliverers who wheeled the leg lamp crate in the movie. So I bought his autographed DVD. I have that. But it was just such a pleasure talking with him. Because we were the only ones there at the time. So he spent a lot of time with us and took us through the museum, showed us all the different things, explained it to us. It was a really great experience. We went upstairs to the bedroom. I made my husband put on a pink bunny outfit. So he did it to appease me, you know, happy life.
Of course.
And then the second time, we were going to a concert in Cleveland at whatever that big Astrodome thing is there. And I'm like, mm-hmm. we're this close. We have to go. So we went again mm-hmm. and went through everything. I have not been there in the past couple of years to see all the new additions. So I definitely, we're going to make a trip to go over this summer.
Right on.
And the boys.
Very cool. That's so exciting. So you haven't had a chance to take your kids yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, that might come a little bit later when they start to have a little bit more love, maybe. Just because, you know, it's like mom's taking us to Christmas Story House. All right, we're going to piece her about this too. But, you know, I think that the whole experience is going to resonate with them because it's surreal. Like, it's something that you've watched on the screen for years, and then walking through it, it's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's like literally walking through a studio and reliving those right. memories.
I know my so first time there, my face hurt from smiling so much. Walking through there and seeing the lamp and the kitchen and the stereo, everything. I was just like,
That's awesome. Right on. Very cool. All right, so now, about the collection that you have, you've got three leg lamps. That's amazing. So in your experience of collecting all of these specific collections, what do you feel is your favorite outside of, well, I guess you already mentioned that one with that situation about your son having to have surgery. Is that going to be your, like, one of your most favorite is the leg lamp?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Not only because it's a leg lamp and it's just symbolic of the whole movie, but there's also something that I don't quite have yet, but it's on my list. I'm getting it this summer. I found, maybe you know more about this. I found a place in Ohio that makes, I think it's a 4 foot tall statue of Flick with his tongue stuck to the flagpole, and they won't ship it. You have to go there to pick it up. I want to say it's in maybe Medina, Ohio. Somebody had posted it either in this group in the family page or in a different fan page that I'm in, but I'm getting it. That's it's happening this summer. I'm getting that. It's going with my leg lamp. So that'll be my second prize treasure.
Right on. So where would you put it?
Well, it's in my home renovation plans. I'm specifically putting in a bay window for my Christmas Story collection. And there's an antique dealer about 45 minutes north of me, and they actually have Red Ryder BB gun display. It's the cardboard display that was in a retail store. Yeah. That will be mine as well. And that's going to go in my window. Nice. I want amazing. It all.
I love it. I love it. All right. That's awesome. All right. So now, outside of the questions that we have asked, is there anything that you'd like to say, anything that you want to tell the fans, tell us, the cast, the, you know, Bob Clark, Gene Shepherd, I mean, the producers, anything that you'd like to come off of your heart just to express?
Just to cherish the movie and pass that down to your kids, because this is a generational movie. This is like a legacy movie. It's one of those things that it's going to live on forever, you know, kind of like, you know, The Sound of Music, Gone with the Wind. It's going to live on forever. And it's up to us, the fans, the family of this movie, to just keep that memory, keep that tradition going. And my kids know. See, I'm a huge Halloween buff too. So like up until October 31st, it's Nightmare Before Christmas. That's what we watch. As soon as that clock strikes midnight, Christmas lights go on, Christmas music goes on, Christmas Story goes on. So from November 1st through, it's all about a Christmas Story after that. So I really hope that my kids absorb some of that love too. And, you know, eventually when I'm no longer on this physical earth, my goodies will get passed on to them. And I really hope they cherish them as much as I do, because it's part of who I am.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for sharing that. That means a lot to all of us. Yeah.
And I actually have a question. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
So I heard through just the world of social media that most of these leg lamps that us diehard fans have in our homes were not actually made by the original creator. Is that true? Because it's missing the butt cheek. Where is the butt cheek? So I know that this isn't like the original one.
Well, you know, that's a really, really good question. And I'm not sure how you heard that rumor. That's interesting that you asked.
If you look at the one in the movie compared to the one I have, it's angled different. The base is a different color and it's missing the butt cheek. That's like iconic when Ralphie sticks his hand up there.
I would much rather have Ruben Fried, the actual creator and designer, answer that question and tell his story.
Yeah, so actually, to be honest with you, in a future podcast, we're actually going to be talking a lot about that. So instead of me kind of revealing some of that talk about that, stay tuned, everybody else also listening to this or watching this podcast. That's something that, you know, we've been talking about for a long time. And I think it's time that, you know, we kind of have a deeper conversation about that. So stay tuned for that. And thank you for bringing that up because there's a lot, even other things about the movie that needs to have recognition, you know, so stay tuned, Holly. We're going to be talking about that in more depth. Okay. All right. Cool.
And another question too, just out of pure fun. How do you feel at Christmas time when you're scrolling on social media and you see those memes that pop up and say, I didn't know that the lead singer of AC/DC was in A Christmas Story?
You know, to be honest with you, when I first saw that, I was like, oh my God, there's such a resemblance. That is so freaking cool. But I would love to meet Brian, the singer of AC/DC, and take a personal picture with him. So one of these days, that's got to happen.
That has to happen.
Like, I got to find out. I think he lives in Florida, to be honest with you. But I need to make that happen because of that meme that you saw. It's been, like, I think somebody brought that to my attention, like, 5 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was, like, 5 years ago. It's been around. And whoever even made that meme, I mean, I would love to have a conversation with that person. Like, that was brilliant.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so, who made this?
For me, yeah, I mean, so for me, when I saw that, you know, to be honest with you, AC/DC resonated with me. It was one of my favorite bands when I was 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. You know what I mean? So I was like, yes, like, but that's really not him. I hope people really know that. It's just a meme. But, you know, it brought a lot of excitement for me because now they're tying in like one of my favorite childhood rock bands with something that I did when I was 10. You know what I mean?
So
it's
super
cool. It's super cool to see that. Yeah. I love to see the creativity that people, you know, create. It's for me, that's storytelling. You know what I mean? And this is, you know, A Christmas Story is about storytelling of those moments and those cherished moments in life. And then all the little spinoffs, everything that, you know, we can create around this is something that we feel is special. You know what I mean? It really is. So thank you for asking those questions. Oh, you got any other questions? Those are good ones. You got any other juicy ones for me?
I think that was all I had. But I did think of something else too. And my husband was a really good sport about this one. We went to Pittsburgh. The Christmas Story musical actually came to the Benedum Center in Pittsburgh. And we went to see that for my birthday. And I made him did not wear the bunny costume against my request, but he did wear a shirt. And I have a dress that is a leg and it lights up. And then I have leggings to go with it. So I did wear that and we got to go see the musical. It was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, the musical is brilliant. The cast, got invited to go watch the very first show in Kansas City when it opened.
Oh, wow.
And we were all in awe. Like, we were so enamored at how beautiful presentation of the whole movie it really was, and the actors in it were just amazing. So yeah, we loved that musical. And I'm sure, you know, as it travels, it probably gets better or worse wherever it ends up. But, you know, it's a tradition that is also keeping this movie alive. So I'm glad that you got to experience that because it is amazing. It was an
Yeah,
amazing
it
show.
really was. And I hope everybody, if it comes to a city near you, I hope everybody gets a chance to go see it.
Agreed. Yeah, you need to see the musical at least once or twice in your life, that's for sure. If you're a true Christmas Story fan like we are, right? So. Awesome. All right. So, Holly, what I want to do is switch gears. I mean, if you feel like there's something else that you'd like to pour out, don't hesitate. You could just do that at any time. But what I want to do is kind of play a little game with you. Okay. So, we've created a couple little things to talk about. So, this is just for fun. All right. So, let's find out, you know, which Parker family member that you might be. So I'll
Oh, cool.
describe a
Okay.
few scenarios. I'll describe a few scenarios and tell, and you'll tell us, you know, who you'd be in the Parker family. Okay, so you ready? All right, so this is called the BB gun dilemma. So you're given a chance to get the ultimate Christmas gift you've always wanted, but there's a catch. Everyone keeps telling you it's not a good idea. Do you pursue it relentlessly like Ralphie? Or do you cautiously back down?
Oh no, you gotta go for it. You gotta go
How
for it. You
would you
gotta
go?
keep asking, because if you don't ask, the answer's all gonna be no anyway. So keep going.
100%. All right, good. Next question, the kitchen catastrophe. Dinner's ruined, and you have to think fast to save the day. So, do you innovate like Mother Parker, turning a disaster into a memorable dining out experience, or do you let frustration take over like the old man?
Oh gosh, that's a tough one. I'd probably have a little of both. I'm glad that the jar of pickles were saved, because I mean, I'm a big pickle fan. So I'd probably clean up and then we'd all go out to eat.
I think I would have to do the same. I couldn't leave the house that messy and then go out to eat and come back and have to clean the house then,
Right,
right?
right.
I vibe to that. Good job. All right. Next question. The schoolyard scrap. So you're faced with a bully at a reunion. Do you stand your ground and confront them like Ralphie, or do you find a clever way to avoid conflict, perhaps like Ralphie or Randy might?
Oh gosh, same thing. I probably would do a little bit of both. I would do my best to avoid conflict, but if it got to that point, I would definitely stand my ground and stand up for myself. I don't know
Nice.
about throwing fists, but
Yeah, healing takes a little bit longer when we're a little bit older. It's not
yeah,
the
for
right thing to do,
real.
you know what I mean? So, all right, cool. All right, next one, holiday decorating. So you have the chance to make a bold statement with your holiday decor. Do you go all out with something extravagant like the old man's leg lamp, or do you keep things traditional and understated?
Oh no, it's go big or go home. You got to go all out. It's one time a year. You have to.
Touche, touche. All right. The authentic artifact. So imagine you have the opportunity to acquire a leg lamp made by the original creator of the iconic piece from A Christmas Story. This is a chance to own a piece of movie history, authentic and crafted by the very hands that introduced the first leg lamp. Would you go to great lengths to secure this collectible, embracing the spirit of the old man's victorious, it's a major award, exclamation, or would you prefer to never have the real thing?
Heck yeah, I'd go after it. I mean, I have two kidneys. I have a spare, so I can trade, you know, whatever they want. I want that leg lamp.
That's amazing. You just said I got two kidneys. I'll get one out. That's amazing. I love you.
You
Virtual hugs from your grandma. Oh, that's awesome. All right. So, now, how significant would it be for you to have such an original piece, especially given your deep affection for the film and its memorabilia? Would owning a leg lamp created by the original artist add a new layer of magic to your Christmas Story collection?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. To know that it is an exact replica of the movie, butt cheek included, I mean, that would be amazing because that's such an iconic scene just with Ralphie putting his hands up there and mom slapping his hand away. Like that's amazing. And I honestly didn't even realize until probably a couple years ago that my leg lamp wasn't the same. I always knew it was different because the base was black, and in the movie it's like the wooden brown. But it, once I was looking at it, I'm like, the stockings go the whole way to the top, movie doesn't, and mine doesn't have a butt cheek. So I would love that. And I would still keep mine in the window, but the original would definitely get front and center, spotlight on it, everything.
Nice. Right on. I would agree 100%. I got one myself. You know what I mean? I do have one. I even have a full leg lamp as well. But I don't know. I feel if I ever had that chance to actually have the original by the actual creator, I might have a ceremony. Oh, death to the old and bring in the new. I don't know. Just getting creative. So, I mean, that would be amazing to be able to have that, especially if it was autographed. Because, you know, the thing is that, you know, we, and I, you know, this is the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts and it bites, but we've lost some of the original people from A Christmas Story. Like, they're no longer with us. And I'm not 10 anymore. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you are. But the thing is that we're all getting older. And, you know, I think that as the cast and everybody that has been involved in this movie, we all feel the same way, is that what you are doing is so much bigger. Like, the money that you buy collectibles for, the experiences that you have, the words that you speak, sharing it with your family, sharing the excitement with those around you who don't really resonate that much, or those that had complete resonation with you. You know, this is something that we want to perpetuate so that this legacy can live on as long as humanly possible, even when we are all gone. You know what I mean? Because there is going to be that day. And for me, personally, I'm blessed to be able to do this, because I have the time in my life, and it's been a circle around, you know what I mean? Because for, there was decades of time that we did nothing with this. And now I think it's getting to a point where it is a responsibility for not only me, for not only the cast, for not only everybody that's been involved with this, but also for the fans. It's, we have this responsibility to keep this movie keep going so long after we're gone. Just like you said, it's like everything that you're collecting, one day you hope that your family will cherish that and pass that on, you know, to their children as well, or at least somebody else that actually loves this movie too, that would cherish the fact that it's a gift from somebody who loved it so much and put so much love and time and effort into placement, into creating, into just being a part of your family. I mean, when you said that you took a family photo off the wall and you put that autographed, you know, poster on the wall, I was like, that's an understatement. That is huge. That just shows so much love, that even though your family surrounds this and you have that piece on the wall because it is your family, this is part of your family. Like, literally, that's what you made me feel like in my heart. So thank you, Holly, literally, for being such a, for giving so much love back to us, back to this, and sharing it with everybody else, because you as a individual human being are shining the light of this love out into the world. And, you know, I know that there are hundreds of thousands of us doing the same thing, but it does take that collective consciousness about this movie so that we can all resonate with each other. Because, you know, what has been created in the Christmas Story family, it's like, it is like we are all this big family now. And I truly feel that. So, and I hope you do too.
Oh, I absolutely do. And you know how they always say that there's that one pillar in every family that kind of is the glue and holds everyone together. And I hope you know that, like, you are that pillar. You brought this all together, and you say you're blessed, but I feel like you're the blessing that is just spreading all of this around, and just all the stuff you put in the group with all the behind the scenes little, you know, golden nuggets that a lot of us didn't know about. That's priceless. That's priceless stuff. And it all started with you. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh my God, you're making me cry.
Oh, don't do that. Happy tears, right? But
very, very happy, joyous tears.
Yeah, being a part
Thank
of
you the for community
listening. Has been amazing because it's, you know, I share my things that I have, my memorabilia with others, and they don't get it. You know, my clock that the leg swings and it the top of the hour says fragile, it must be Italian. Like, my friends think, why do you have that? And it's because I love it, you know, it makes me happy. So I'm glad that I am a part of a family and a part of a community that gets it. We all get each other.
Yes, we do. Amazing. Well, Holly, it was a pleasure to have you on our show. I truly, truly appreciate you taking the time and bringing your poster and sharing your life with us, because that's the essence of what it is that we are doing to continue this legacy of A Christmas Story long after we're gone. So
thank you for having me. Truly does mean a lot.
As we close tonight's chapter, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to Holly Osborne for sharing her enchanting and heartfelt journey with A Christmas Story. Your enthusiasm not only keeps the spirit of the film alive, but also spreads joy and laughter that resonates with fans everywhere. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe for more delightful conversations and behind-the-scenes stories from Talking A Christmas Story with the cast. Until next time, keep those leg lamps shining and cherish the small moments that make every holiday season special. Good night, everyone. And remember to embrace the holiday spirit all year long.
Oh my God, I shot my eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.